Once again, it's a great privilege for me to be here with you.
再次, 真是荣幸跟大家在一起。
I can count this one of the greatest privileges of my life to come back here every 2 months and share the Word of God with you.
我想这是我生命中最大的祝福之一, 能够每两个月来一次,
and I hope and pray that God will use this for His glory and for His people's good.
我盼望也祷告神会利用这样的机会成为 他的荣耀,
now, let's just summarize a few things.
我们总结几件事。
Of all the knowledge a person can possess, the greatest is the knowledge of God.
一个人所有的知识当中最重要的最大的知识是认识神的知识。
And one of the reasons why Christians and the church are so weak,
教会和个人之所以这么软弱的其中一个原因是,
is because they lack the knowledge of God. If I were to hand out to each of you a piece of paper and say, write down the attributes of God and just give one or two lines explaining them, do you realize that most people would not be able to do that? Do you realize that most preachers do not preach on God? The church by and large in the West, in North America and Europe,
大多数的教会就是在欧洲跟北美的教会,
is man-centered.
是以人为本的。
And there's a lot of men teaching prosperity and healing and things like that.
很多人教导医治啊, 成功啊, 丰盛啊, 这类的事儿。
And they do not realize that they are committing great error against God.
他们没有意识到自己得罪了,
and against God's people.
而且得罪神的百姓。
What do we care about healing?
我们对医治, 不关心,
what do we care about prosperity?
丰盛生命, 成功发达,
in light of the knowledge of God.
比起认识神,
but you see, if some big TV preacher comes into Toronto, he can fill up a stadium of 10,000 people if he teaches on blessing and prosperity and healing.
一个电视布道家来到多伦多，他教导祝福、成功、发达、健康、全人一致，肯定成千上万的人会来听到。
But advertise a meeting on the attributes of God.
但如果你做广告是要讲神的属性的话,
and almost no one will come.
几乎没有人会来听。
Advertise a meeting that seeks to study in depth the cross and death of our Lord.
或者你讲你做广告有一个基督并他十字架的一个聚会,
and few people will come.
也是寥寥无几。
Advertise a meeting on how to be holy.
你再讲一个圣洁的聚会,
how to die to yourself,
如何向自己死,
and to give yourself away in service to others.
你奉献自己来服侍别人, 舍己为人,
you will not fill up that auditorium.
你的 讲台下面的人寥寥无几,
the world is filled with preachers who will tickle your ears.
世上有很多传道人会搔你的耳朵痒,
and supposedly they're teaching you how to be blessed of God.
他们好像在教导你如何蒙神祝福,
but what they're actually doing is teaching people how to get the very thing that's in their heart.
其实他们是教导老百姓如何满足自己的私欲,
how to fulfill their own lusts,
如何满足自己的欲望,
how to be rich,
如何成功发达,
how to be prosperous,
富足,
because they want money,
因为他们要钱,
just like their preachers,
就像他们的传道人一样, 老百姓要钱,
and they don't want God,
他们却不要神。
Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 3,
使徒保罗在腓立比书第三章,
he said, I count all things lost,
他说,
for the sake of Christ. Now we've been studying on this particular time on the attribute of God's righteousness.
这回呢,
he is a righteous God. He loves righteousness.
他喜爱 公义。
And he hates unrighteousness.
他恨恶不义。
He hates it.
他恨恶不义。
And he will judge it.
他也会审判不义的事。
We also have learned that the righteous shall see his face.
而且义人要见他的面。
The wicked will be condemned.
恶人必要受审判，被定罪。
But the righteous shall see his face.
但义人必得见他的面。
That presents a problem.
这个带来一个问题哦。
Because all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为并没有分别，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
And there is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一个义人，连一个都没有啊。
And so if only the righteous will see his face, then who will see his face?
如果只有义人能见神的面，那谁会见他的面呢？
The answer is found in a righteousness that does not come through the law.
答案是一个从律法之外而来的义。
But a righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
这个义乃是来自于信靠耶稣基督所得的义。
In God's righteousness, we are all condemned.
在神的公义当中，我们所有的人都被定罪了。
The great question is, if God's righteous, how can he pardon wicked people like us and still be righteous?
最大的问题就是在神的公义中他怎么能够赦免我们这不义的人而且仍然保持公义呢？
How can he make us righteous?
他如何使我们成为义呢？
The answer is found in Jesus Christ alone.
答案唯有在耶稣基督里才能找着。
The Son of God lived a perfectly righteous life.
神的儿子在世上过了一个完全公义的生活。
And then on the cross,
然后在十字架上,
he bore our sin.
他担当我们的罪。
And all the wrath of Almighty God that should fall upon God's people fell upon him.
全能神对罪恶的一切的愤怒都落在耶稣基督的头上。
Isaiah 53 says he was crushed for our iniquity.
以赛亚书五三章告诉我们，他为我们的罪被压伤。
In that we see God pouring out his justice.
我们看到神把他的公义的审判浇灌在耶稣身上。
Until justice was fully satisfied.
倾倒在耶稣身上，直到公义完全伸张了。
Justice looks at you, God's justice looks at you,
神的公义看着你,
and says, you must die.
说你必须死, 该死。
You must spend eternity in hell for all your crimes against God.
因为你得罪神, 所以你必须永远在地狱里头受刑罚。
But Christ satisfied the demands of justice.
然而基督满足了公义的要求。
By suffering God's wrath in your place.
借着代替你受了神的愤怒的刑罚。
When he said, it is finished.
当他说成了的时候。
It was paid in full.
罪债还清了。
Your crimes were punished.
你的罪恶受了刑罚。
Now there's two ways your crimes can be punished.
你的罪受刑罚有两个途径。
They can be punished by you spending an eternity in hell under the wrath of God.
要不就在神的愤怒下，你永永远远在地狱里头受刑罚，这第一个途径。
Or they were punished in the suffering and death of Jesus Christ.
要不就是第二个途径，借着耶稣基督为你担当刑罚。
And those who trust in Christ alone.
那些信靠唯独基督的人。
For their righteousness,
信靠基督被称义的人
they are now the righteousness of God in Christ.
如今他们在基督里成了神的义。
See, there's only two kinds of religions in the world.
你知道世上只有两种宗教
A religion of works.
要不就是靠行为得救宗教。
If I do this, God owes me and will give me heaven.
如果我做这个做那个，神就欠我救恩，我就可以进天堂得救。
But that doesn't work.
但这个,
because the only thing that God owes you is an eternity in hell.
因为神欠你的是叫你下地狱一辈子在地狱里。
The other is a religion of grace.
好, 第二个宗教是恩典的宗教, 恩典的
宗教。I have been saved by grace.
我们得救是借着神的恩典。
Not my works.
不是我的好行为。
But Christ's works on my behalf.
那是基督为我成了救赎，他行了善事。
He is my righteousness.
他是我的公义。
He is my hope.
他是我的指望。
Outside of him, I have nothing.
除他以外，我一无所有。
Now,
好。
The righteousness of God is a gift, as we have already talked about.
神的义是一个恩典，一个礼物，我们讲过了。
We are saved by the righteousness of Christ.
我们是借着基督的义得救的。
But how should we respond if we are Christians?
如果我们是基督徒，我们应当怎么回应呢？
How should we live in this world?
我们应当如何生活在世上呢？
Another question, how will we live in this world?
另一个问题就是我们将要怎么样生活下去呢？
Now why do I say that?
为什么这么说呢？
Because if you have truly believed in Christ,
如果你真正信靠耶稣基督了，
you have been regenerated.
你已经重生了。
You have been born again.
你得到了新生命。
You are a new creature.
你是一个新造的人了。
And you will live a different way.
你应该有不同的生活方式。
If you do not live a different way,
如果你没有一个新的生活方式的话，
there is no evidence that you're a new creature.
那么就不能证明你是个新造的人。
And there is no evidence that you are a child of God.
也不能证明你真是一个神的儿女。
And that ought to make you afraid.
这应该叫你害怕。
We're not talking about perfection.
我们讲的不是十全十美。
But we are talking about a new style of life because you are a new creature.
那我们讲的是因为你是个新造的人，你应该有个新的生活方式，新的方向。
So now let's look, how should we live as Christians since we know that God is righteous?
好，现在我们来看看，既然我们知道神是公义的，那我们应该怎么样过一个新的生活呢？
I want you to look right now at
好，请你
at 1 John Chapter 2,
第二章,
and we're going to read from verse 28.
我们看二十八节。
Read from verse 28 all the way through till chapter 3, verse 10.
二十八节到第三章第十节。小子们呐，我们一起读，你们要住在主里面。这样他若显现，我们就坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的人才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就是犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神知道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Now let's go back to verse 28.
我们再回到二十八节。
He says, "Now, little children."
小子们呐，现在。
He is going to talk to them in a manner that is stern and solemn.
他要用一个严肃的口吻向他们说话。
But he loves them.
但他爱他们。
He's speaking not in anger, but he's speaking as a father that is warning his children.
他不是气呼呼的跟他说话，那是像一个父亲向他儿女警戒的话。
If you're truly a preacher, if you're truly a man of God,
如果你真是一个传道人，真是属神的人的话，
you will at times warn God's people.
有时候你不得不要警戒神的百姓。
That's why I really can't stand many of these television preachers. They fill up so many huge coliseums. They don't preach on hell. They don't tell people to make sure that they're truly saved. They don't tell them to walk righteously. They basically teach them to use God like a vending machine. Just to get what they want. But we see here that we ought to affectionately and lovingly warn people.
这里我们看到我们要用爱心的警戒百姓。
And teach them about God.
而且教导百姓有关神的事。
Remember this.
记得,
a wise man should not boast in his wisdom.
智慧人不要以智慧夸口。
A strong man should not boast in his strength.
勇士不要以勇力夸口。
A rich man should not boast in his riches.
富足的人不要以他的财物夸口。
But let him who boasts boast in this.
要夸口的要怎么夸口呢?
That he knows the Lord.
他认识耶和华。
That he understands and knows the Lord.
他知道他是施行公义的。
Jeremiah 9.
耶利米书第九章。
See, he goes on, verse 28. Now little children, abide in him.
小子们啊, 你们要住在主里面。
What does it mean to abide in Christ?
什么意思啊? 住在基督里, 什么意思?
First of all, it is a clinging to Christ by faith.
首先啊,是凭着信心, 紧紧抓住基督。
Christ is your righteousness.
基督是你的公义。
He's your salvation.
他是你的救恩。
He's your life.
他是你的生命。
Your life is identified, or your life is defined by its identification with Christ.
你的生命是因为你与基督联合时, 你认同他。
You are believing in Christ.
你信靠基督。
You are feeding on Christ.
你在靠他得生命。
You are following Christ.
你在跟随基督。
He is your life.
他是你的生命。
You realize that apart from Jesus Christ, you have no part with God.
你知道,若不借着基督, 你跟上帝无缘无分。
He's everything.
他是你的一切。
So you abide by faith in his work of salvation. You abide in his teaching.
你也在他的教导里教训中。
Why is he saying this?
他为什么要这么说呢?
Well, look in verse 26, chapter 2. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you.
我将这话写给你们是指那些引诱你们的人说的。
There were men who were teaching things in the church trying to pull the people away from Christ.
有人在教会里头教一些东西要把人引诱离开基督。
And he's saying no.
他说不可以。
Cling to Christ.
你要抓住基督。
Abide in Christ.
你要住在基督里面。
Then he goes on.
然后再继续。
He says, abide in Christ so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
小子们呢, 你们要住在主里面, 这样他若显现, 我们就可以坦然无惧, 当他来的时候, 在他面前, 不至于惭愧。
Now what's going on here?
他在讲什么? 这里。
It's this idea of people who have believed in Christ, supposedly.
这里讲到有人, 似乎信了主了, 表面上信主了。
But then in time, even though they may stay in the church,
过了一段时间, 也许他们继续在教会里混了。
Other things and other teaching becomes more important to them
其他,
than the person of Christ. And the simple commandments of Christ.
其他东西就进来了, 代替了基督和基督的教训, 就,
Some of them maybe have totally abandoned their faith in Christ. And when Christ comes back,
当基督回来的时候,
they're ashamed.
他们就惭愧了,
and they see that they've lost everything. They've lost it all and there's no remedy.
没有补救的方法, 无可救药了,
Christ is everything. And they realize that at that moment of his coming.
当基督来的时候, 他们才恍然大悟, 来不及了,
and yet they also realized they had abandoned him.
但他们忽然意识到,
they had forsaken him.
他们已经离弃了基督, 偏离了基督,
and will now suffer eternal damnation.
如今他们要受到永远的定罪。
That doesn't mean that they were once saved and now lose their salvation.
这不是说这些人从前得救了，现在失去救恩了。不。
The fact that they had abandoned him proved they were never saved to start off with.
他们之所以会离弃基督，证明了他们从起初就没入门，就没有抓住基督。
It was a superficial faith.
所以他们的信心是个肤浅的信心。
But now let's look at it from another way.
让我们从另一个角度来看。
And we see this all the time.
我们总是看到这样的事不断发生了。
And again, I want to talk about these preachers today.
我今天要讲的是这些传道人了。
You can listen to 100 of their sermons, and they may mention Jesus, but they never really teach Jesus.
你可以听他们讲一百篇道，他们也许提到耶稣，但他们其实不是真正在讲基本。
They teach blessing and prosperity and health and wealth.
真正要讲的是祝福、恩典、成功、发达、丰富、健康。
Do you realize that Jesus is not important to them?
你知道，耶稣对他们来说不重要。
Those preachers that preach prosperity.
那些传讲成功神学的传道人。
So their entire ministry is prosperity.
他们整个服事都是围绕成功发达。健康。
Why do they do that?
为什么？
Because they don't love God.
因为他们不爱神。
What do they love?
他们爱的是什么呢？
Prosperity.
爱的是成功发达。
And in those churches,
在那些教会里头,
the only one that really prospers is the one preaching it.
你知道谁是最成功啊? 就那个讲道人最发达。
But the people who go to these things,
那这些参加他们教会的人呢?
With the prosperity and the healing lines and all these things,
哦，他们参加这个聚会啊， 要成功发达医治啊。 发生什么事?
They're revealing their own heart too.
这些参加教会人也在把自己的心表明出来。
They don't want Jesus.
他们也不要耶稣。
They don't want His commandments.
他们也不要神的吩咐。
They don't want to walk in simple obedience.
他们不愿意单单的顺服主。
What do they want?
他们要的是什么?
They want their God.
他们要他们自己的神。
And what is that?
他们的神是什么?
Their belly.
是他们的肚腹。
They want wealth.
他们要成功、富足。
And health and prosperity.
健康。 这他们要的丰富。
And so, even though they may say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
尽管他们嘴里头耶稣耶稣耶稣的，
they're not abiding in Jesus.
其实他们不是住在耶稣基督里。
They don't desire to hear about Jesus.
他们没有欲望要听耶稣的声。
They don't desire to imitate Jesus.
他们也不想效法基督。
Or follow him.
或者跟随基督。
They only want to know what they can get in Jesus' name.
他们只想要奉主的名得一些自己的好处。
And when Jesus comes back,
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，
they will be ashamed.
他们会惭愧的。
They will shrink back.
他们会缩回去。
We wanted money?
我们要的是钱吗？
Easy life?
望的是安逸的生活吗？
Prosperity?
成功发达吗？ 丰盛吗？
And yet Jesus is everything.
但耶稣是我们的一切。
And we've lost everything.
我们没有了他就失去一切了。
And they shrink away in shame.
他们就会羞羞愧愧的。
And they hear this.
他们就会听到主说，
Depart from me, I never knew you.
离开我去吧，我从来不认识你。
And how do they respond?
他们怎么回应呢？
But we prophesied.
这主要奉你的名传道。
We cast out demons.
奉你的名赶鬼。
We did all kinds of miracles.
我们行神迹奇事啊。
Now I want you to look at this.
我要你好好看啊。
Look at the big popular worldwide ministries today.
看到今天这些受欢迎的世界的大牧师啊，这大的服事啊，布道会啊。
Do most of them preach the word?
大多数大会传讲神的道吗？
No. They prophesy.
他们说预言。
And what do they prophesy?
他们先知预言些什么东西？
Words that they got from God.
哦，从神而来的话语。
While they totally neglect the Bible.
但他们完全忽略了这本圣经。
They don't want the Bible.
他们不要圣经。
They want words from God.
他们要从神而来的启示。
I heard God's voice.
我听见神的声音。
I saw a vision.
我看到了异象异梦。
They heard nothing and they saw nothing.
其实他们啥都没看见，也啥都没听见。
It's just their inflated minds.
只是他们自己心中的欲望而已。
If they preach not the word, the written word. They're not from God.
如果他们不传讲这道，就是神所记下的圣经，他们就不是从神而来的。
And if they were to start preaching the word,
如果他们要真正开始传讲神的道的话，
they would lose the greater part of their ministries.
他们会失去了很多人，失去很多的服
侍。Because the people that follow them do not want the word.
因为那些跟随他们的人不想要
听道。They don't want the commandments.
他们不要神的吩咐。
They don't want holiness.
他们不要圣洁。
They don't want righteousness.
他们不要公义。
They want prosperity.
他们只要成功、发达、丰盛、健康。
They don't want to know what they can give. They want to know what they can get.
他们不想要知道他们能给什么，只想要得什么。
We prophesy.
我们奉你名传道。
You lied to the people.
你向老百姓撒谎。
Then they say,
他们说,
we cast out demons.
我们赶鬼了。
All about demons. Demons, 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 demons. Your problem is not the devil.
你的问题不是鬼的问题。
Your problem is your own sinful flesh.
你的问题是你那个罪恶的肉体的问题。
I one time walked into a church.
我有一次进到个教会。
And they were talking about, they talked about the devil more than they did Jesus.
他们传讲鬼啊，多过传讲神。
The devil did this.
这个魔鬼做这个。
The devil did that.
魔鬼做那个。
The devil did this.
魔鬼做这个做那个。
I don't even know why they asked me to be there.
我都不知道为什么他们邀请我去。
So I got up in the pulpit.
所以我站到讲台上。
And I said, when I was walking up the steps of the church,
当我从讲台上走上来的时候，
I saw the devil.
我看到了魔鬼。
You know what's sad? They actually believed me.
他们真的相信我了。
They actually believed me.
相信我了。
I said, I saw the devil.
我说我看到魔鬼了。
And he was sitting there on the steps.
他就坐在。
And he was crying.
他魔鬼在哭。
And I said, devil, why are you crying?
我问魔鬼为什么你要哭啊。
He said, those people in there.
他说那些老百姓啊。
They're wicked people.
这些是邪恶的。
Doing all kinds of wicked things.
他们当中有很多的恶事。
And they're blaming me.
他们在怪我。
The devil could take a vacation in Honolulu, Hawaii, and you'd still be struggling with sin.
魔鬼可以跑到夏威夷 去度假，你还在你的罪恶中挣扎。
When you commit sin, it's your fault. It's my fault.
你犯罪是你自己的问题，也是我自己问题，不是。
Don't blame your unrighteousness on the devil.
不要把你的不义怪到那个替死鬼身上。
He has a bad enough reputation on his own.
魔鬼的名誉已经臭名满天下了，别再。
He doesn't need to be blamed for things you're doing.
别再给他加增负担了，把你的罪怪罪于他。
Lord, we cast out demons.
我们奉你名赶鬼。
Guy came to me and says, I have a demon.
有一个人 来找我，他说我身上有鬼。
Said, no, you don't.
我说不，你没鬼。
Said, you have an evil heart.
你有一个邪恶的心。
Need to repent.
你需要悔改。
And then they say, we performed miracles.
说我们行了许多异能。
Really?
真的吗？
Go empty a hospital then.
那去到医院把人都带出来。
All you miracle workers?
你们这些能够行神迹奇事的。
How come you never go to a hospital?
为什么你们从来不去医院传福音？
And how come you're always taking up money?
你为什么总是要收奉献，奉献？
They lie.
他们撒谎。
They're not healing people.
他们根本没有医治别人。
I knew a girl that has suffered in her life tremendously.
我遇到一个女孩，她一辈子受了很多苦。
She told me one time.
有一次她告诉我。
She would go behind the stage at these healing conferences.
她会参加这神医大会，然后跑到幕后去。
And all the people that were supposedly healed on the platform,
那些在讲台上好像被医治的人，他跑去看看他们。
After they get healed,
他们得了医治之后呢？
They drag them back behind the curtain.
他们把他们带到幕后去啊。
She would minister to them.
这个姊妹就跑去服侍这些人。
Because they would be crying and broken and disillusioned.
因为这些好像被医治的人，他们在那儿真是心灵破碎，痛苦不堪。
They weren't being healed.
他们根本没得医治。
They were being used.
他们只是被利用。
They were being preyed upon by religious predators.
他们被这些宗教的侵略者侵略了，欺负了，利用了。
Men who will rot in hell for what they've done.
这些人会因此在地狱里头腐烂掉，受报应。
But Lord, we prophesy.
主啊，奉你名传道。
But you didn't preach.
你没有传讲神的道。
You didn't preach God's word.
你传的不是神的道。
Lord, we cast out demons.
主啊，我们赶鬼了。
The demons were your friends.
魔鬼是你的朋友。
Lord, we did miracles.
主啊，我们行了许多异能。
No, you prayed upon hurting people.
不，你为那些受伤的人祷告，没错。
Is there such a thing as the demonic?
有没有属于撒旦的事呢？
Yes.
当然有啊，魔鬼附身。
How is it defeated?
魔鬼怎么被打败呢？
By living righteously.
把借着公义的生活才能得胜魔鬼。
By renewing our mind in the word of God.
借着神的话语更新我们的心灵才能胜过魔鬼。
By a life of prayer.
借着祷告能够胜过魔鬼。
Not by screaming out some demon's name.
不是啊，赶这个鬼赶那个鬼的。
Does God do miracles?
神能够行神迹吗？
Yes.
当然。
But the greatest one is a holy person.
但是最大的神迹是让我们成为一个圣洁的人。
Who's full of love?
这个人充满了爱心。
Who serves his wife?
他服侍他的妻子。
Who teaches his children?
教导他的儿女。
Who is an example to other men?
他是别人的榜样。
And women,
姊妹
who are righteous.
这些姊妹被称义了。
Who walk in simple righteousness.
他过着一个单纯的公义的生活。
Does God heal?
神医治人吗？
According to his will.
按着他的旨意。
And it is his will to heal some.
他有主权要医治一些人。
Because it advances his purpose and his glory.
因为使他的名得荣耀，也使他的旨意成全。
And it is not his will to heal some.
但神的旨意不是医治所有的人，有一些人不得医治。
Because that advances his purpose and his glory.
因为人不得医治，也使他的旨意成全。
What is the key to know that a man is a man of God?
怎么知道一个人正是属神的人，属神的呢？
What is the key to knowing that we are truly Christian?
我们怎么知道自己是真基督徒？关键何在呢？
We want Jesus.
因为我们要基督。
We want to abide in him.
我们愿意住在他里面。
We want to walk in righteousness.
我们愿意在公义中与他同行。
Now verse 29.
二九节。
If you know that he is righteous.
你们若知道他是公义的。
This could also be since you know that he is righteous.
好，或者可以说你们既然知道他是公义的。
Because he is.
因为他的确是公义的。
You know everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
I don't know that you're a Christian because you go to church.
我不是因为你来教会我就认识你是基督徒。
I don't know that you're born again because you wear a Jesus t-shirt.
不是因为你穿着一个耶稣的一个衬衫我就知道你是基督徒。
I don't know that you're a Christian because you have a big ministry.
我也不是因为你有个很大的服事东奔西跑你就是基督徒了。
How do we know that someone has been born again?
我们怎么知道一个人真正重生了呢？
They practice righteousness.
因为他们行公义。
That doesn't mean they're perfectly righteous without sin.
不是说他们十全十美一点罪都没有。
It doesn't mean they never sin or never fall.
也不见得他们从来不犯罪从来不跌倒。
But it's talking about a style of life.
这里讲的是个大方向一个生活的总原则。
Their overall conduct.
他们总的来说是公义的。
Their consistent way of living.
他们的一贯性的大方向是公义的。
They desire righteousness.
因为他们渴慕公义。
And they practice righteousness.
而且他们施行公义，饥渴慕义。
Remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣说什么？
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
耶稣说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
How do you look at blessing and healing and things like that?
但你怎么看待什么祝福啊、医治啊、丰盛？
It's in the context of the Lord's Prayer.
这是主祷文里面的 一个背景。
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
愿你的名为愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That means that your greatest passion and desire is that God be separated and glorified and worshipped.
意思就是你最大的欲望是神的名被尊为圣，愿人都。高举他，尊荣他。
That his kingdom or his rule advances through the world and in the hearts of men.
愿他的国度在世界上能够扩展，借着他的道传开，他的国度能够降。
And that his will be done by you and all those around you.
愿他的旨意借着你，也借着你四周围人，能够施行在地上传开来。
And so, if you're sick,
所以如果你病了的话。
Or you're poor,
或者你贫穷的话，
or whatever your need is,
不管你有任何需要，
the prayer is like this,
这个祷告是，
Father,
父啊，
if by healing me,
如果借着我的医治，
you can get glory for yourself,
你可以为自己得荣耀的话，
and your kingdom will advance in a greater degree,
你的国度能够更加扩展的话，
and it will make me more obedient,
也使我更加顺服的话。
Then heal me.
那么请你医治我。
But Father,
但父啊，
if through my sickness,
如果借着我的病痛，
you can receive greater glory,
你可以得到更大的荣耀。
And your kingdom can advance in a greater way,
你的国度能够更加的拓展。
And it will make me more righteous,
也使我更加公义的话。
Then let me stay as I am,
让我继续在病痛。
Because what I desire,
因为我所要的，
is your kingdom,
是你的国度，
and your righteousness,
是你的公义。
You see that?
看到没有？神求神的国。
Most of the men and women of God down through history that have been mightily used of God,
历史历代凡是被神重用的弟兄或姊妹，
suffered in some very unusual way,
都受了极大的特别的一些苦难，
whether in their body,
不管是肉体上也好，
or persecution,
或者受到逼迫患难，
or in their relationships,
或者在他们的关系当中。
You say why?
你说为什么？
Why did the apostle Paul?
为什么使徒保罗受苦？
So that he would always know my grace is sufficient for you.
好叫他知道神的恩典总是够他所用。
That it's not in your strength, Paul.
不是保罗，在你的能力中。
It's not in your beauty,
也不是在你的美貌中。
Not in your wealth,
不是在你的富足中，
it's in your weakness,
而是在你的软弱中。
That I most make you strong,
我会使你刚强。
I'm protecting you, Paul,
保罗，我在保护你。
From pride,
免得你骄傲。
From the honor of men,
免得你被人尊重。
I'm saving you, Paul,
我在拯救你，保守你。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
You know those preachers today, they will tell you if you're prosperous and mighty and strong and powerful, that you'll really be used of God and people will know that Jesus exists.
你知道那些传道人他说，如果你强壮啊，你得胜啊，你健康啊，你富足啊，那别人就看到你，你看到你是，哎呀，这么好人，那神就得荣耀。
I would really encourage these guys to read the Bible.
我真要鼓励那些传道人好好读圣经。
Because that's not what the Bible teaches.
圣经不是这么教导的。
This is a little out of the way, but I want you to look at something.
我顺便提一下，我要你看一下。
Look at 1 Thessalonians.
我们看看帖撒罗尼迦前书啊。
Look at chapter 2.
第二章。帖前第二章。
Read verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们。你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。
Now, he says, for you yourselves know.
他说你们自己原晓得。
Now, the word here is not ginosko in Greek.
在原文啊，不是那个晓得那个字啊。
It's oida.
是这个特别这个字。
And it's the idea of knowing by perception.
这里的知道就是借着观察而知道。
You could see,
你可以看见。
With your own eyes,
你自己亲眼。
Now we're not being mystical here. I mean literally your own eyes.
这里啊，我有一点奥秘派啊。
He says you looked at the situation.
你自己亲眼查验过我们的情况。
You know that when we came to you,
知道当我们进到你们那儿去的时候。
It was not a useless coming.
这不是个突然的，没用的。没有果效的。
Verse 2.
好，第二节啊。
But after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, We had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of our God amid much opposition.
我们从前在腓立比受害、受辱、被害、受辱，这是你们所知道的，有意思啊。然而，我们还是靠着神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
Now, here's a question.
问题是
How did they know?
他们怎么知道
that Paul had been mistreated in Philippi?
他已经在腓立比受辱受害呢？
Did they just receive news?
是不是他们得到一些什么新闻消息？
No, Paul arrived to Thessalonica.
保罗到了帖撒罗尼迦时候。
These Gentiles didn't even know who he was.
这些外邦人根本就不知道保罗是谁。
And then he preaches to them.
然后他传福音给他们听。
And they're converted.
然后他们才得救悔改归信。
Here's what's going on.
发生什么事呢?
He will go on in this entire chapter and say, you know what kind of men we are.
继续在这章里头会说,
you know we are men of integrity.
你们知道我们是诚实的。
You know we are men of God.
你们知道我们是神的仆人。
Now how did they know that?
他们怎么知道, 怎么晓得?
Because Paul was healthy.
因为保罗健康吗?
He was prosperous.
保罗发达吗?
He came in on a private jet.
或者他飞着飞机, 到他们当中传道, 私人飞机。
No.
不,
it's because when Paul walked into Thessalonica,
那是因为当保罗来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候,
his feet were still swollen.
他的脚还肿着呢,
from being beaten.
因为他刚刚被打, 腓立比打了,
his clothes were still messed up.
他的衣服乱糟糟的,
his back was bloody.
他的背还在流血,
his face was swollen.
他的脸上还肿着一块青块紫,
they could see he had suffered horribly.
他们可以看到保罗刚刚受了很大的苦难, 他们看得见。
Now, what does this have to do with the gospel?
这个跟福音, 传福音什么关系啊?
They listened to this message that seems almost crazy. That this poor carpenter Jew is the God of the universe and the king of the world.
这个犹太人, 这个贫穷的木匠, 竟然是,
and he died on a cross.
死在十字架上,
and he rose again from the dead.
从死里复活了,
and how can they take this seriously?
他们怎么能够认真对待这样的信息呢?
Well, it was the Holy Spirit.
当然是圣灵动的,
but also,
还有,
they looked at Paul.
他们看到保罗,
and goes,
你看,
there's a lot of scoundrels that come through here preaching messages for money.
哎，这里有很多这些为了钱传道的假牧人，
making big promises.
哇，他们给我很大的应许。
And saying, look at me.
看看我,
how wonderful my life is.
你看我的生活多么美好,
how wonderful
神祝,
I am.
神祝福我, 你看我多么,
we know that they're liars.
我们知道这些人是骗子, 叫骗子,
but this man,
但这个人不一样,
he preached in Philippi.
他在菲利比传福音,
they took everything from him. They beat him almost to death. And now he walks on those swollen feet.
现在他带着那个肿的腿, 受伤的腿,
his clothes still have blood stains on them.
他衣服上还有血迹斑斑,
and he's not changing his message.
他还不改变他传讲的信息,
he's preaching the same message.
他还在传讲同样的信息,
that's integrity.
这是,
he must truly believe this. We need to listen to him. Who would do this?
谁会做这样的事?
Unless the message was true.
除非他传讲的是真话, 真理。
You see how different things really are in the Bible?
你看圣经就何等不同啊。
He says, you know our integrity.
你原晓得我们是什么样的人。
We didn't ask anything from you.
我们没有想从你们得什么好处。
We didn't rob you.
我们没有 欺负你或是占你便宜,
we worked with our own hands.
我们亲手做工, 自食其力。
See the difference?
看到这两者的不同吗?
It's amazing, isn't it?
叫人惊讶。
What is the great evidence?
哎, 最大的证据是,
that we're believers.
我们是信徒。
It's a changed life.
这个最大证据是我们生命改变。
It's not that you're running around going, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
不是你到处乱跑说耶稣耶稣耶稣, 乃是,
it's not that you're wearing Christian clothes.
也不是你穿着基督徒衣服, 我是基督徒。
You're walking in integrity.
乃是行在正直,
you're walking in righteousness.
活在公义, 光明中。
It's not that you're even super spiritual.
不是你好像超级属灵。
That you're walking in integrity.
你活在正直、公义、诚实当中。
There's a saying that, some attribute to Martin Luther.
有一句话，有些人说是马丁路德说的。
And some say, well, no, Martin Luther didn't say that.
有些人说不是马丁路德，是别人说的。
But it's a good thing, so I'm going to say it.
我要说这句话啊。
He said, if you're a shoemaker,
如果你是一个造鞋匠,
and you want to use the shoes you make to glorify God and spread the gospel,
你要借着你所造的鞋来荣耀神，来传福音。
Don't put crosses on your shoes.
千万不要把十字架刻在你的鞋子上。
Just make really good shoes.
你只要造好鞋子就行了，耐用的鞋子就行了。
You see the difference?
你看这两者不同吗？
How do you know? Look, all right. I speak.
好，我讲道，我说话。
And it's not that hard for me to speak.
对我来说，讲话不困难。
And sometimes I say a lot of big things.
有时候我讲了很多
很大的话。You are a man of God.
人家说，哇，你是个属神的人啊。
Are you really that foolish?
你真的那么愚昧吗？
You think I'm a man of God because it's easy for me to speak?
你认为对我来说讲道很容易，我就是属神的人吗？
Or because I speak well?
或者我讲道讲得很好听，言语美妙，就是好。
The devil speaks better than I do.
魔鬼撒旦口才比我更好。
You don't know somebody's a man of God because they preach well?
你不是因为他讲道好不好听，你就知道他属神的人。
You don't know if he's a man of God because he has a lot of people listen to him?
不是因为很多人听他讲道，他就是很好的属神的人。
That means nothing.
那个没有意义，讲道讲得好。
You want to know he's a man of God?
你怎么知道他属神的人呢？
Go home with him.
你跟他一起回家去。
Watch the way he lives with his wife.
看他跟他妻子怎么生活的。
His children.
跟他儿女怎么交往的。
Watch his eyes when he's walking down the street.
看看他的眼睛在大街上他怎么看人的。
What does he look at?
他看的是什么？
Go into his prayer closet, listen to him pray.
进到他的内室，听他的祷告。
Follow him early in the morning as he studies the scriptures.
一大早当他读圣经的时候，你跟着他去。
Watch the way he acts among the least of Christ's brethren.
看他在最小的神的百姓当中，他是怎么样子对待他们的。
Does he treat them as though they were Christ himself?
他是否对待这些最小的就像对待基督一样吗？
Or is he arrogant and proud and lifted up above God's people?
或者他骄傲自大，高举自己胜于神的百姓呢？
You know, some churches in this world.
你知道地上有些教会啊，
in my culture,
在我的文化里，
and in your culture,
或者中国文化，
they didn't take their model off of the scriptures.
他们没有把好的榜样从圣经里头效仿拿来。
They took their model from Pharaoh.
他们把他们榜样从法老王那儿，从法老那儿拿榜样。
Because they sit as kings.
因为他们坐在教会里像王一样。
And they've got all these slaves in the church building pyramids for them.
他们教会里有很多的这些奴隶为他们造金字塔。
And they wear their people out.
他们把老百姓给累死。
I'm sorry, that's not scriptural.
对不起，这不是圣经里来的。
What's the evidence that someone is Christian?
一个人真是基督徒有什么证据？
What's the evidence that a man is a man of God?
你怎么知道这个人真是属神的？
He preaches the gospel.
因为他传讲着福音。
It is centered upon Jesus.
他讲的一切是围绕着基督。
He walks in righteousness.
他行在公义中。
Simple.
简简单单顺服上帝。
And when he doesn't,
当他不顺服的时候，
he's broken.
他就
and he asks for forgiveness.
他就当他犯罪的时候，他就忧伤痛悔，他求神赦免。
Not only from God.
不仅是想求神赦免，
but from anyone whom he has offended.
也求那些得罪的人，他得罪的人求他们赦免。
Now we were supposed to get through all 12 verses. We didn't make it, did we?
对不起，应该讲完12节，我们还没有。
Okay, we're going to take a small break.
好，我们稍微休息一会儿。
And then we're going to come back and we're going to look at this passage again.
We're going
to try to make a lot more progress. I just really wanted you to see what's going on here. The evidence that we're born again, that we practice righteousness. So I really don't care what's in your heart. I don't care if you tell me your heart is on fire for Jesus.
我不管你嘴巴说什么，我心里头为主大发热心。
My question is,
我的问题是,
how does that impact the rest of you?
那你到底你生活是怎么样？怎么样影响你的实际的生活？
All right, let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我们为你的话感恩。
And I pray, dear God, that you will work through it.
主啊, 求你借着你的话动工,
to bring glory to your Son,
使你的儿子得荣耀,
and true benefit to your people,
也使你百姓真正得益处,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。